Welcome to WDOT, and now with World News is Anna.
Electronics emissions have stopped looking at as close to 31% for El Salvador's presidential election. Their Supreme Electoral Court is now asking polling stations to record the results by hand. The expected victor is Nayib Bukele, who previously stated he would win the election, and currently has around 1.3 million votes without the unaccounted electronic votes. In Lysychansk, a Russian-occupied territory in eastern Ukraine, there was an attack on a building killing 28 people. 10 people have been saved from the debris, and it is interpreted as a Ukrainian attack. So far, no comment has been made on the incident by the Ukraine Defense Ministry. Hage Giambab died at 82 in Windhoek, the capital of Namibia. The Namibian president sadly passed at around 12.04 a.m. Eastern Time at Lady Pohamba Hospital with his family by his side. He was diagnosed with cancer and was doing a two-day treatment course, according to a statement posted on X, previously known as Twitter. And now, with U.S. News, is Haley.
In recent days, there has been human remains found inside Joshua Tree National Park, California, believed to belong to a hiker that disappeared almost a year ago in April of 2023. This is thought to be part of a string of connected murderers from a serial killer. In more recent hours, there has been severe flooding inside of San Francisco, California, causing roads to be closed off due to a mudslide. This is very abnormal for San Francisco, considering that it hardly ever rains in the city. The storm has begun to travel south towards cities such as Los Angeles and San Diego. On February 2nd, Punxsutawney Phil has predicted an early spring for the first time in the last 4 years. We will see if he is correct in a matter of time. The man convicted of Michigan school shooting's mother has come forward, saying that she, quote, wished her son had killed her and her husband instead of having the other kids lose their lives in this terrible act. Now with local news, here's Nir.
The search is on for the driver of a dark-colored sedan who plowed into an 83-year-old man in Brooklyn, leaving him in critical condition. Police said the hit-and-run happened Saturday afternoon in Park Slope at the intersection of 6th Avenue and Union Street. The older pedestrian was walking through the crosswalk when the sedan driver came barreling down the street with high speeds around 2:30 p.m. Investigators said the driver of the sedan was going down Union Street when they hit the man and kept going down the road. The man was taken to the hospital in bad condition. But in some positive news, New York City has retired the robot known as Nightscope K5 from service inside the New York Times, the Times Square station. The police department had been forced to assign officers to chaperone the robot since the robots can't go upstairs and strangers would abuse the robots. Now with business news is Gammons.
In business today, there have been cutbacks in notable insurance companies such as State Farm and Allstate. This has happened possibly because climate and natural disasters. This has left many homeowners not able to find affordable insurance companies. One place where this is a problem is commonly found is in the state of California, where there are many natural disasters. There has not been a great increase in natural disasters, but there has been hard storms, which is creating a more expensive fix for the insurance agencies. Next is the stock market is seen as very dangerous by many people right now. The economy is very strong currently. Although inflation has not moved much in a while, the strong economy can start to show through prices rising and inflation starting to move again. Wage gains are also continuing, which leads people to spend more money. Therefore, between wage gains and the strong economy inflation, the rise will lead to a scary stock market. Next is Marvin with sports. As a Pro Bowl
today, with the NFC taking down the AFC for the win with a score of 64-59 in a flag football game. The 2017 Heisman winner and Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield was named offensive MVP for the 2024 Pro Bowl. And Saints linebacker Demario Davis was also named the defensive MVP. As the Pro Bowl passes, everyone is looking forward to the Super Bowl taking place this Sunday, February 11th. As most are wondering what's going to happen on the field, many are speculating if Taylor Swift will be attending the Super Bowl for her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, the current tight end for the Chiefs. Taylor Swift is in a conflict with a concert located in Tokyo, where she has to perform the day of the Super Bowl, making people wonder if she will be making the game in time. Andre Agassi, Steffi Graf defeated John McEnroe, Maria Sharapova in Pickleball Slam 2, winning a grand prize of $1 million. The tennis legends of John McEnroe and Maria Sharapova threw many fits within the game because they were no match for the sport's most popular couple. I'm sure we got some good ideas, Graf told USA Today Sports when she was asked about the plans for their winnings. Now with the Super Bowl preview.
Place on Sunday, February 11th, as the Chiefs and 49ers will come to Las Vegas for Super Bowl 58. The Chiefs have overcome major adversity. After controversies with wide receiver Kadarius Toney, the Chiefs were in favor to go into Highmark Stadium and beat the Bills, but they beat them and the Ravens in their own stadiums. The 49ers had to come back down big versus the Packers and Lions, but the one seed got it done. The major matchup that could decide the game is Chiefs defensive back Lajarius Sneed versus the 49ers wide receiver Deebo Samuel. If Sneed could stop the powerful 49ers offense, it'll be a lot easier for Patrick Mahomes to pick up number 3. The halftime show this year will be Usher, with no surprise guests revealed yet. A key point in this game is that Andy Reid might be considering retirement after his 32nd season in the league. The 65-year-old has already won 2 Super Bowls, and the legendary coach has already cemented himself. In the end, it'll be the team who passes the ball the best. Will Brock Purdy be up to the challenge? And next, with entertainment, it's Milgram.
Taylor Swift won Album of the Year for her album Midnights at the Grammys last night. This is the 4th time she's ever won the award, breaking the record for the most times anyone has ever won Album of the Year, with her previous victories for her albums Fearless, 1989, and Folklore. Previously, she had been tied with Paul Simon, Stevie Wonder, and Frank Sinatra for her 3 Album of the Year wins. She also announced an upcoming album when accepting the award for Best Pop Vocal Album. It's called The Tortured Poets Department, and it's coming out April 19th. Miley Cyrus won her first ever Grammy last night for her song Flowers. She took home the Grammy for Best Pop Solo Performance and Record of the Year for her chart-topping hit. She also performed the song at last night's ceremony. Jay-Z accepted the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award with his 12-year-old daughter, Blue Ivy. In his speech, he called out the Recording Academy for his wife, Beyoncé, never winning the award for Album of the Year. "I don't want to embarrass this young lady, but she has more Grammys than anyone and never won Album of the Year," Jay-Z said of Beyoncé. Beyoncé became the artist with the most Grammy Awards of all time last year, winning her 32nd Grammy at last year's ceremony. And now we have Noah with weather.
With winter in, people are flocking to the backcountry for ski season. Avalanches are already taking names, having killed 4 people this season. The director of Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center, Doug Shabbat, says that you have an 80% chance of surviving if you're dug up within 10 minutes. Those 20% odds are scary, though they aren't scary enough to keep me and many others off of the ski slope in a few weeks. Unfortunately for us, there is 0 projected snow anywhere in the tri-state area, so I doubt we'll be getting any snow days anytime soon. There's a flood warning down on the coast of New Jersey, and a small storm is heading up from the Gulf that may give us a bit of rain soon. Locally, it's 34 degrees Fahrenheit with 7 mph winds, and over the course of the week, it is projected to progressively get warmer, reaching a projected 53 degrees on Saturday. It will be sunny for most of the week, with clouds on Thursday and Friday, and a chance of rain on Sunday night.
That's WDOT News, and thank you for joining us.